And we are back on the KYMN Morning Show. We're joined now in studio by a special guest. Hope Langston is with us, who is the Instructional Services Director at Northfield Public Schools. Hope, good morning. Thank you so much for coming in.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Let's first of all find out a little bit about you. How long have you been with the district?
This is my 10th year with the district. I started out as an instructional coach at Bridgewater Elementary and then became the Director of Assessment Services after Roger Jenny's retirement, and then became Director of Instructional Services in July of 2019.
2020.
Yes.
All right. Well, maybe you can shed some light on what an instructional services director does.
What is your question.
Role?
I have a great team that I work with, three instructional coaches and a great administrative assistant, and we manage everything to do with teaching and learning and assessment for the district, so supporting our staff so that we can improve student outcomes.
All right. Now, you have a program that's going on now. It's called Letters.
Yes.
And that's what we brought you in to talk about. Letters. That sounds pretty apt, I guess, for something the school district would run. Tell us about that.
Well, of course, it's an acronym because we love our acronyms. And it's actually spelled L-E-T-R-S, and it stands for Language Essentials for Teachers of Reading and Spelling. So it's a teacher instructional program. It's not a curriculum that the kids use. It's professional development for teachers. And Minnesota has embarked on a journey with letters in that the state legislature approved about $3 million to offer this training free of charge to Minnesota teachers. And there were 2,000 seats made available, and 52 staff members have signed up in Northfield, which is an incredible response considering the intensity of the training and the time involved. It's 144 hours of training.
But that's pretty impressive. Out of just 2,000, 51 are from Northfield here. We make sure we got our share.
Exactly. Exactly.
But it's rigorous training, you say. Tell us about what they do. What does the program, look like for the teachers going through it?
So it's a combination of book work. I'm also doing the training. Mm-hmm. So I can speak with firsthand knowledge. It's a combination of book work, online learning component, and then online live sessions with a letters trainer, two for each unit. And teachers will complete 8 units of study, 144 hours of training outside of the school day. So this is on their time. And that's how committed our teachers are to improving their reading instruction. And that will happen over the course of the next year. So we have some group organization to the structure to help people keep going, but people have a choice whether or not to participate in those groups. But it's pretty intensive training. I equate it to a grad school course.
Yeah, for 51 of the teachers are doing, and not everyone can get involved in this. But is this a program that when the teachers come back to the classroom and their fellow teachers, will some of that rub off on the ones who haven't gone?
Yes, I think it's going to be a game changer for reading instruction in Northfield. And, you know, really, I have to give a shout out to the staff that has committed to this training, because we know that teachers have been working really hard, not only during this pandemic, but prior to that, in improving reading instruction for our youngest readers. And that is because not all of our children are getting the reading outcomes that we want. We have about a third of our kids who are not reading at grade level. And we are committed to turning that around. And letters is one way we're going to do that. And it's really teaching teachers what neuroscience and cognitive science have learned about how the brain learns to read, and applying what we learn in the classroom and then in the reading instruction.
That's fascinating. How far into the course are you?
I just completed unit one and I'm into unit two.
How many units are there?
8.
8. Okay, so you've got quite a bit to go.
Yep, but we have till next June to finish. So.
All right. Well, let's talk about what you've learned so far in this. Students, I've always been under the assumption, I guess, that students all learn, but they may learn a little differently than the student sitting right next to them. Is that the case?
Actually, what we've learned about the brain and reading is that there is actually one way the brain learns to read, and it's connecting your visual brain with your language center and laying down the pathways between those two parts of your brain. And that's what brain imaging has shown us. And so while we used to think, oh, kids learn to read naturally, it's actually not so. Kids need to be taught very explicit foundational skills so that they can learn to read. Some kids lay down those pathways in their brain with fewer repetitions than others, but we know that all kids can learn to read, and that's the key point.
Now, you have gone through 1 out of 8 so far, so I guess guessing that over the course of the summer, if a teacher would like to get involved, they may have a little more time to get through some of those courses. Would that be correct?
Yes, that's a great point. There are, what I hear, there are still slots from MDE still available. In addition, this is one area where our state legislature has bipartisan support in funding this program, and we are hearing that there may be additional funding made available, so that will allow more teachers to participate in this type of training.
It sounds just fascinating. I'm interested with, I guess, the science behind it. Do you have, or has letters been around long enough and maybe tried in other markets or other states? Have we seen any results, any data regarding the results of this?
Boy, Jeff, you ask great questions.
That's what I'm here for.
So what's interesting is what we learned is that there's science happening over in the neuroscience researchers and the cognitive science researchers, and that's happening over here to the left, and then there's actual classroom practice over to the right. So the research has actually been around for a long time, decades, knowing that what kids need to learn to read. But there's now a new field called translational science that's bringing that research into actual practice in the classroom. And so the research is not new, and that's a misperception that's out there, but it is not new. And what we know is that there have been states like Mississippi, first and foremost, who was dealing with a much more struggling population than we were. They actually had all of their teachers go through letters training and began to see pre-pandemic some massive changes in their challenged student outcomes. And so that's what started the discussion in combination with grassroots efforts from dyslexia students and their families, primarily starting a movement across the country saying, you know what, something's not right in reading instruction and we need to make a change. And that has grown and caused state legislatures in virtually all 50 states. I just checked the map this morning. There's only one that doesn't have specific legislation around reading instruction, and Minnesota is one of them. And so we are seeing massive changes across the country.
You know, that transition or translation between, you know, the neuroscientists and the teacher in the classroom, that bridging that big gap has got to be a pretty big hurdle to do. You mentioned the science is not new. It's been around, but I guess why haven't we done this before? It seems so logical now.
Well, we did do it before back, you know, when I'm older than you, I'm sure, but back when we were young. And then we moved away from it, even though the science never wavered, right? And there's a whole host of reasons behind why we shifted, and now we're shifting back. But that translational science really has an impact in teacher training programs. And so that's another area where you're seeing states legislate how we teach teachers to teach reading. And so what we now have is a void in people like me and other teachers who were trained differently when they were in school to become a teacher. Now we're shifting so that teachers come into the classroom more prepared with that science of reading.
All right. Once again, we're talking with Hope Langston. She is the Instructional Services Director for the Northfield School District here. Hope, what else do we need to know about? We're talking about the Letters Program, which is a reading, I guess, based program. What else do we need to know about this? Have we missed anything?
I think it's important for people to know is that we are not changing the curricular resource that we are using for teaching reading in elementary school, and that's the Center for Collaborative Classroom, being a reader, being a writer, making meaning. What letters will do is allow the teacher to enhance what they're doing within that curriculum. So they work in tandem with each other.
All right. And 51 Northfield School District personnel, teachers and personnel, are going through this right now. And once again, when they get done with that, is there, you know, how do you, is there a program for them to share it with the hundreds of teachers that haven't gone through that? Or do they need to? I guess, is this a certain age level? Is this really the elementary and preschool age level we're talking about?
Yes. And I want to give a special shout out to the NCEC staff, because they have a very high proportion of their teachers who are participating in this training. But it's a pre-K-5 program at this point. We have representation from all of our elementary schools and at the NCEC, so it's fantastic. Reading interventionists, classroom teachers, special education teachers, and preschool teachers and administrators are all participating. So, yeah, and what we expect is that we will be sharing this knowledge out to the teachers who have not yet participated in this training, and we expect more to choose to participate as time goes on.
So it is an ongoing program. It's not just a
one-and-done. Well, we hope the legislature will fund more slots for everyone.
All right. Well, it sounds like a great program. We'd like to invite you back. At some point in the future, we can talk about how this is working, and maybe we can talk with some of the teachers as well about what they have learned and how they use that in the classroom.
That would be great. I'd be happy to.
Hope, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Mm-hmm. Hope Langston, once again from the Northfield School District, their Instructional Services Director. You're listening to 95.1 FM and AM 1080, KYMN Northfield.